Welcome back, my friends, Chef and a Fat Man. As we are celebrating at our wonderful home in town, we love it. There's two places especially that are our home. Of course, the Big Green Egg and Cutter Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world. We are here today on this beautiful Saturday where the wind is a balmy 10 to 12 knots as compared to the 17 to 25 we've been battling all week, which does not leave me a bitter man. But we are celebrating National Picnic Day, National Cherry Cheesecake Day, and, of course, for all of you agrarians out there, St. George's Day, patron saint of farmers.
Who?
Patron saint, St. George.
Oh, patron saint of what?
Farmers.
Of farmers.
Yeah. See, being the religious icon that I am.
You're a religious icon?
Yes.
Not an expert, but an icon.
An icon. That's far above the normal.
In what religion are you an icon?
Well, I don't know, but every time I see people, they go, oh, God, there's the fat man. I figure I got to be right up there. Now, what have you... Oh.
You know what this is?
Yeah, day-old bread.
Looks like day-old bread. Looks like... I don't know. Looks kind of nasty.
No, it does.
It's fantastic. It's a... chicharron, which is a fried pork skin. But normally what you get is this part of the pork skin. This is the meat and the fat and the bacon, basically.
Attached to the pork skin.
And this you get at a Mexican carniceria, typically. And you ask for it, because they'll have it in there. A lot of times they're hoping you're not going to eat it so that they can take it home. But this is the stuff you want to use to cook with. There are a lot of recipes, especially when you're doing things like pupusas and other Central American dishes that call for chicharrón. And you want to use this form of it.
And it's very economical. I mean, you can get a sack full of them.
I don't know how much.
Carniceria near the house, you can go in. They have a big, you know how you find tortillas at some of the places that are all stacked up in a glass case with a heating lamp? They've got those things in there. They're like $2 or $3 a pound or something like that. They're really not that expensive.
This one's $7 a pound, but there's so much meat on these.
And that's the determining factor.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start with the chicken. I've got coconut oil and butter sitting in a cast iron skillet. And I've got that chicken that I just marinated for a little bit. So you got the great smell of the butter melting. And the spices hitting it. I'm going to add that all in.
We must share this with the...
Yeah.
Oh.
Let it all sort of foam up and get happy.
Can I have one of the... Can I have a piece of the...
Huh?
Can I have a piece of the...
You want a piece of the chicharron?
Yeah.
Here. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here.
I'll share. Oh, no. There he's getting... Oh. Well.
So this is... Yeah, there are different parts of it. So if you can have the skin part. Here's a little bit of the crunchy skin. That's the outside part. The meat gets soft. And then the fat is in there, too. And, yeah, you're eating sort of cold fat, but it's awesome. we're actually going to heat it up, though, for our application here. Now, this is chicken, so this is going to have to go all the way through the segment before we continue. But what we're going to do is, as soon as this is done, we're going to pull it out. We're going to reserve that great butter and all the flavor that's in there in the pan already. Then that's when we're going to add the chicharrones.
Oh, man.
And let that sort of absorb some of the spice flavor. And then we'll take some shallots, add those in as well. Then we'll be ready to make our tacos.
Well, can we let Luscious Lou step in here since there's a lull in the action?
Yeah, well, I do have one other thing I need to make now while we're thinking about it.
Nice kerneling there, Lou.
And that's, we're going to create a little bit of a sauce for this, for the taco.
God,
so we're going to take a couple
amazing.
Of limes.
And the coconut. Mix it all up. Take the lime and the coconut.
Squeeze the lime in a little bowl. It smells good, yeah. And I'm probably going to take 3 limes to do this. Unfortunately, these limes aren't juicing very much, but that's all right. You can stick them in a microwave for 10 seconds. That helps it. I'm not going to do that. And then I'll just tell you what else I'm putting in here, and then you can go to Lou. I'm going to add to the lime. I'm going to add a little bit of garlic. I'm going to some of the garlic paste. I'm going to add some honey, a little bit of olive oil, and what else? I've got one other ingredient in there that I'll remember.
Cilantro?
Yeah, cilantro. That, exactly, cilantro. So cilantro, lime, honey, and just a little bit of the oil. All right, and that's what's going to be our drizzling sauce on top.
Well, my friends, that sizzling, that sound you hear in the background, is not the static on your radio, which many people call me and say, well, sometimes in the middle of your show, you get all this static. No, my wonderful listeners, it is nothing more than the sound of sizzling, the sound of real cooking. There's one place and one place only in the world on radio each and every week. You get to hear the cooking live on the air. And, of course, we're here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium and Luscious Lou is between customers. So we thought we would throw this out here. We have got the biggest cigar festival in the Southeast coming up in just, what, about six, 8 weeks?
Just shy of 2 months, yes. Yeah. Beginning of June, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. 4th Annual Southern Cigar Festival will be at Cutter's.
3 times better than it's ever been before because we all sat around, and people don't realize what Lou and the crew went through for the Southern Cigar Festival. I mean, Kenny, everybody donated their time, hours, putting bags together, everything else. So after you do a big event like that, Russ called us in the next day.
Mm-hmm, right
and
early.
And said, let's meet and let's talk about how we can make things better for next year. And the number one thing we heard was that by doing it on one day, it was impossible for a lot of the locals to get a chance because it was Saturday, first weekend of June. So
graduation, weddings, vacation.
And everybody was bitter. Well, yeah. Tough. You know, I mean, let's be real. But then Russ, in a true Setonian way, took the year to think about it and announced when we had our first real get-together that we're not going to do it like we did it before. We're going to do it 3 days, really 3 1/3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make it so that everybody that missed it last year will have a chance on top of the 800 that were there last year. And he literally is capturing 1/3 of the area out here. He's having the Budweiser beer garden. I mean, tell us, Lou, it's going to be unbelievable, the food, the celebration, the cigars.
Yes, it is going to be phenomenal. Anheuser-Busch is setting up their beer garden, so the adult beverages will be flowing, and drinks will be included in the tickets this year. So we've got Budweiser providing that. We have Qdoba, which is right next door to us. They are providing the meals that are also included in the tickets. So everyone will be fat and happy and enjoying cigars.
Why are you looking at me when you say everybody's going to be fat and happy? I take that kind of a personal affront.
I don't know, Colonel.
But, no, it's. I want you to know when I was growing up, it was Husky. Husky.
I remember that. The Husky section.
Yep. That's Sears. Mr. Jenkins, good to see you right over here in the Husky section. You know? But anyway, but this is going to be awesome because we'll have entertainment. We're going to have things going on all day long for 3 1/3 days.
Yes, indeed. It's going to get kicking. We'll kick off on Thursday evening with our launch party.
Meet and greet, everybody kind of...
Yeah, it'll just be it'll be a party. So we are just going to have fun that night. We'll have some entertainment. Believe our jazz band... I'm not sure if the jazz band is playing that night or if they're going to be playing on Friday night.
Who knows? That's to come.
Yeah.
There'll be entertainment all day long.
There's no shortage of entertainment, great cigars, food, drinks...
And the most important thing is, my friends, Russ is adamant about this. When he put the social lubrication in a Cutter Cigar Emporium, he wanted to make it crystal clear. This is not a bar. This is not a bar. This is a place where you come and drink responsibly and celebrate the cigar.
Exactly.
It is not a place to come and get rowdy. So
we might get a little rowdy. Well,
it depends on rowdy, you know. Evan prefers a large lampshade. Eric prefers a smaller lampshade. But the most important thing to remember, too, and this is another thing that Russ is adamant about, he's made a wonderful arrangement with the Hyatt.
Yes, directly across the
street. And they're
going
to give rates. I've already booked my room for 3 nights so that I don't have to drive home. So if you think you're going to have a great time, you can get a room at the Hyatt for like 1/3 of what they ordinarily charge. It's really a good rate. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but just believe me. It
you can
is
walk
dirt
here from
cheap,
there.
And you can walk from here to there. And we're going to have security so everybody can feel safe. I mean, it's just going to be an awesome experience. Russ has once again blown it out. He went for the biggest last year. Now he's going for bigger, taking care of the as many people as he can. I think it's an amazing thing.
It's going to be great.
And more than that, we will be bringing this up in the weeks to come. Stay tuned to the website. How can people find out and get tickets? Because tickets went on sale today.
Tickets went on sale yesterday.
All right, thank you for correcting
me. But close enough. SouthernCigarFestival.com.
And click it on. You can order your tickets online.
You can order tickets online, or you can come into the shop and buy your ticket, and you will get a free My Father's Cigar for doing so.
I'm telling you, food, fun, and celebrating the good life. That's what we do here at Cutter Cigar Emporium each and every day, and on Chef and a Fat Man once a week, taking it to the streets of Alpharetta.